you ever see any?
No, we, one night we thought that we had sunk one. You know, there was an oil slick and you just put out dye and stuff like that, you know, but you were never real sure.
Yeah. What, your educational background, how much schooling did you have coming up?
Well, I started to Colorado University, and I was going to major in pharmacy. And at that time, that was back in 1938, and back then they had the National Youth Administration programs where you get assistance from the government, and I was supposed to get an NYA job up there, and if I recall right, you got $16 a month, which would have kept me in school. At that time, it didn't take a lot of money, you know, but anyway, I was 33rd on the list after the jobs were filled, so I had to quit school because I couldn't afford to go without a job. Mm. And then later I went to aircraft school in Denver, and I went to work for Beechcraft in Wichita, Kansas, and until I had to have an appendix operation. And while I was on leave, I went to California and got on at Douglas, and I worked at Douglas then, Douglas Aircraft, until I went with service.
Okay. So when you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you never went, you graduated from high school, but you never really went to, you were going to go to the university, but never were able to go.
No, I went a semester.
You went a semester.
Broke, you know?
Okay. Okay.
Right, because I got up there and
right.
I didn't get the job.
Okay. And so your occupation before you retired, what did you do?
I was a postmaster here in Ida, and my dad was a rural carrier. In fact, my dad started the first rural route here in this area, and he carried until 1947 and 48, and he suffered a heart attack, and I was his substitute carrier at that time. So then I carried the route as a temporary carrier for 13 years. Can you imagine that? 13 years as a temporary carrier. Well, then they consolidated the Idea route and the Hale, Colorado route, which is a town, little town southeast of here. And of course that carrier had permanent appointments, so I was out of a job. So then I got on at the port of entry, and I worked at the port of entry for 4 years as a port officer. And then there was a vacancy as postmaster, and I took the test and got on as a postmaster. So I was real fortunate there, because I got to count all my time. My temporary care, I got to count all that time plus my military time towards my retirement.
Boy, that really was
so
fortunate.
So yeah. I had 13 years there, you see, that I got to count toward my retirement.
Toward your retirement. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're, and just, was your family, did your family or did you and your wife go, come along, did y'all belong to a church in this area or religion?
Oh, my wife is a native Californian.
Huh.
And, yes, we belong to the church that's south of here, St. John's United Church of Christ.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, and what kind of, coming along, did you belong to any social organizations other than the church? Did you belong to any, I was wondering if you do anything like the Lions Club or anything like that?
You mean when I'm younger or now?
Yeah, well, either.
Well, I didn't when I was younger, because back then, you know, there just weren't any.
Yeah.
There was... the Modern Woodmen were active here, but that was before my time, and then they were no longer active as I got old enough. Mm-hmm. And after I got back from the service, my family have been associated with the Masonic Lodge for I don't know how far back, but anyway, then I joined the Masonic Lodge and went through the chairs, which took 7 years to become the master of the lodge, which is over at Ray. And then I belong to the Lions, local Lions Club here.
Okay. Yeah. Now, tell me your parents' name. What were their names?
My dad's name was Thomas, Tommy. My mother's name was Catherine, and her maiden name was Catherine.
Is that okay? And now, where were they born?
Well, my mother was born right here, southwest, or